Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Strong storms and high winds left 1,900 people without power across Columbus County on Sunday. Trees were reported down in roadways in Nakina, Brunswick, and near Tabor City. Several boats, including a large pontoon boat, broke loose at Lake Waccamaw. Nuisance flooding was also reported in several communities. A major impediment to stormwater drainage in downtown Whiteville could soon see improvements. Whiteville City Council will hear an update tomorrow night on plans to install larger culverts throughout the rail bed on Main Street, allowing stormwater to flow into Soles Swamp. Whiteville City Council is also expected to approve their fiscal 2025-2026 budget with no property tax increase. Some fees will rise, though, to deal with increased costs in city utilities. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry will also update the board on progress of returning tax collections to the city after the county canceled its agreement in collecting municipal taxes. Longtime Columbus County Emergency Management Director Kay Worley has returned to that position. She had been transferred to Director of Human Resources. Brandy Guyton, who also applied for the post, has been hired as Deputy Director. Guyton was the first female fire chief in the county and a paramedic EMT instructor at Southeastern Community College. Columbus County Manager Eddie Madden made the announcement at last week's County Commissioners meeting. A drive-by shooting on Spring Meadow Road on Wednesday left damage to a home, but no injuries. Two people were inside the home when it was hit by several rounds. The incident is currently under investigation. The Columbus Baptist Association is once again hosting Mission Serve. CBA needs donations of bottled water, Gatorade, and Powerade. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. at the Association office located at 208 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. Large donation pickups can be arranged by calling 910-642-2155. The Columbus County School System is conducting a regular records purge. Parents of special needs students are encouraged to get a copy of their child's records as soon as possible. You can see the school board's social media and website for more information. Whiteville City Police are asking residents to complete a survey about the department, their concerns, and the community in general. The survey is available on the city's website, and we have a link to the story at columbuscountynews.com. The survey will be open until August 2nd. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.